With continuing coverage of Pella Christian High School Athletics, we are talking with members of the Pella Christian Boys Track and Field Team, Danny Andringa, Levi Skelhaus, and Drew Giedings. And guys, thanks for joining us. And I know you guys are eager to get back into competition. You had that first meet of the season canceled and the second meet canceled as well. What about this season are you looking forward to the most about your squad and just in general getting back out there and running?
We already got to thankfully go to one meet already. We went to an indoor meet, so we got a little bit of a preview of what we'll hopefully see this season. Obviously, we're bringing in some new faces, and we're really looking forward to see how they fit into the team. We're returning a couple guys who can hopefully lead and bring some experience to the table. But, yeah, we're just looking forward to some competitions and really growing as a team and seeing how much we can do this season.
Yeah, like you said, I think it's a lot about progress where, start off the year, obviously we got some meets that got canceled, but just to see our team as a whole come together and just progress throughout the entire year, and that's going to help us throughout the last couple meets with state. And, I just hope to see that progression go on. It'll be good.
Levi and Danny said, we got a great returning group of upperclassmen boys that I'm really excited to run with, also with a mixed in of some new faces. We got some great incoming freshmen, a strong incoming freshman class, so I'm excited to run with them this year.
Yeah, and you guys talk about getting into running, and I know, Levi, you mentioned state. I know that one of the goals that you guys, I'm sure, have is to get to the Blue Oval at the end of the season, and I know that's something you guys were able to do last season. What are some of those things you're doing preparation-wise and within these meets to try to set yourself up to get back to state and get back to the Blue Oval?
I would say that even with these canceled meets, there's no off day, really. I mean, maybe Saturday you can kick up your feet a little bit, but, after that, you're always preparing for the next meet. There's no off days, and that's how you prepare.
Obviously, we're working hard every day, and with a couple canceled meets, it actually means we get to do a couple harder practice days, which can help over a longer season. Obviously, track is pretty short, but even when we're not having track meets, I mean, we're getting really hard workouts in, and we're doing everything we can to prepare.
Again, to go off of Levi and Danny, yeah, I think we got a great group of upperclassmen who are willing to show our underclassmen that you have to work hard day in and day out. And I think that just preparing ourselves to be able to compete at our highest level near the end of the year at state, I think, is what the goal we're all shooting for. So.
Absolutely. And you guys really haven't got the greatest weather here to start the season. I know that's part of the reason that these meets are getting canceled. What are some of the challenges that presents when the weather, isn't cooperating like it is currently? And, how do you guys, how does that prepare you both mentally and physically for the grind of a track season?
Yeah, the weather hasn't been great, but that's Iowa. So hopefully next week we're able to be a little bit warmer and we're able to have some meets in. But yeah, I know for like me personally in high jump, and this windy and cold weather isn't quite ideal, but just knowing that everybody else has to compete in the same weather conditions as I do, and just not letting that affect me mentally is something that I think is really important. So
I would say one thing that has to do with the weather is obviously it can get discouraging having to run into the wind every day, but just knowing that we have to work really hard in practice to get through the wind right now, and that later on in the season it'll make our runs feel even better, is great motivation to think of while we're working.
I'd say that with the weather, you still find a way to practice. You go inside. You go against the wind, as Danny said, and you still got to prepare. You still got to practice. That's just how the track season goes. So.
Yeah, and Levi and Danny, this question more regarded towards you guys. Obviously an extended winter season coming back to, the spring here. We talked with Coach Anderson probably 2 weeks ago about, that transition time in between there. How has that been for you guys as you guys, prepare to make that transition from basketball to track?
I would say, at least for me personally, I would say it went pretty smoothly. I mean, we were still working pretty hard at the end of the basketball season. We were still trying to get better every day. So I was still in very good shape, and I It was a slightly different shape between basketball and track, but overall, just because I kept working hard every day in practice for that, I felt like I was pretty well prepared to start the track season, and a couple days off of my feet felt really good. But other than that, yeah, we got right in the swing of things with track.
Yeah, I totally agree with that. You know, you kind of see some success in our basketball team, and I just want to have that same tenacity for our track team this year, and, you know, kind of put that basketball season behind us, and now we're on the track, and that's what we got to focus on.
Absolutely, guys. Well, any final thoughts before we wrap up here and let you guys get back to practicing and getting ready to go for the impending season?
So thank you very much for having us.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys, for joining us. That was Danny Andrigan, Levi Skelhaus, and Drew Giedings of the Pella Christian Boys Track and Field Team. We'll be right back after this on 92.1 KRLS.